Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is November 7th, whenever we switch over to a new month, because you may be shocked to know that people do send us complaint email. Not everybody loves Bubba Show. Or maybe they like the show in general, but there's specific things about the show that they don't like. And they always email me, Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, at starpittsburgh.com. Although they very rarely email complaint emails to you, Melanie.
Yeah, never, hardly ever.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
And then we invite Melanie's mom on our show to read our complaint email. Ma, good morning. How are you? Thank you for getting up early to be on Bubba's show.
Oh, I'm up earlier than this, but good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, so complaint email number one.
Okay, Baba and Melanie, I have to preface these emails by saying, take your seats, boys and girls. You're getting reprimanded today.
Oh, I don't think
she was a teacher. She said, take your seat, boys and girls. Sit down, Bubba.
I think these don't sound like complaints. They sound like reprimands. But anyway, here we go. Number one, Bubba, why do you put down your audience all the time? I know you don't even realize you're doing it. I will give you several examples. I have heard you say, why is someone smart like you doing listening to a dumb show like this? You often refer to only having 8 or 9 listeners. And you often talk about how bad the show is or how bad you are at your job. Let me give you a listener's perspective. We choose to listen to your show. We all have our own reasons. Maybe it is to feel good through your amazing community outreach. Maybe it is to laugh. Maybe it's to play along with one of your fun games. Whatever the reason is, it's the choice that we make. When you say the things you say about the show, it really makes us feel bad. Sometimes I feel kind of stupid listening to your show because if you don't even like your show, how do you expect us to like your show? I know this is a long email, but I really hope you take time to read it. You are very talented and a pleasure to listen to. You're fun. You have an amazing heart. You are kind. If I could change one thing about you, it would be for you to stop being so negative about you and your show. Thanks for reading, Linda. Well, I have to agree with her. This may be the first. This may be the first time I have agreed with a listener completely. But you know, I've talked to Bubba about this a long time. For a long time, his self-deprecating tones aren't conducive to the premise of the show. It's to entertain and laugh. And the last comment I think says it all. You're talented. You're a pleasure to listen to. You're fun. You have a big heart and less negativity. People listen to you. You have a huge following. So there are more than 8 or 9 listeners. You're not bad at your job. And there are smart people that listen to the show. I don't know. I just think
she agrees with the complaint.
This is the hardest thing.
Well, it's a reprimand. It's a reprimand, I think.
It's constructive criticism,
maybe?
No, it's a complaint.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Constructive criticism. I agree.
Yeah. I like the sentence. I don't even know how you would repeat it. It's not conducive to the nature of the premise. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you're to entertain and laugh, but it leaves some negativity in you when you say, nobody listens to us, and we have a terrible show, and I'm not good at my job.
You know, that is a perspective I don't know that I had because, you know, it's hard for me because I do have a self-deprecating mindset. You know, when people in my life tell me how horrible I am and how bad I suck at things, I have a tendency to agree with them.
Who does that?
It doesn't matter, but it's not everybody does that. It doesn't happen all the time. I'm just using that as an example, not that like a real, like that's just an example of what I'm saying.
Well, send them my way if anybody.
No. It's not. I'm just giving that as an example. I feel more comfortable when somebody's. I guess as a general statement, I'm not saying anybody does it. I'm saying I feel more comfortable when people do that than praise me. Does that make sense? I don't need praise.
Linda said, you may not even realize you're doing it.
But it's very hard for me because I.
We just got to be better and try.
Oh,
I have so many things I do that I need to work on, and you just have to work on this.
So I want to clarify. So I'm not saying anybody in my life does that. I just am more comfortable when people say those, don't say nice things about me versus say nice things about me. Isn't that weird? It's weird. It's a thing. And so, but I've never looked at it from this perspective. If you're listening to Bubba's show right now, for example, and you're listening to the show, you've chosen Melanie and I to be your commute to work, for example. And I guess I understand, like, if I'm sitting here saying, this show sucks, you'd be like, then why am I listening?
Yeah, I would turn the station, maybe.
That's a great point.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever think of that?
I have to do better.
It makes me feel bad. She said, it makes us feel bad. I feel stupid listening to your show because you don't even like your show. How do you expect us to like
it? Maybe they're going to go elsewhere. No,
we can't have that happen.
Nope.
I have to do better.
Yeah.
I got to do better.
All right.
I'm one down, two to go, right?
Okay, right.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.